Makitanoi. It's a din like this. Yeish, so kids, what Jabaskis Chiddush was, an Isha, when she gives birth, if she has no tumas later, Moshe by Yotze Doifin, there's no din Mila B'yom Shmini. You can make the Mila as soon as you want. It's a Makitanoi. This din is a Machlokes Tanoi. As a Brisa says, Yeish Lid Bayis Shenimo Liyechet. There's a din of a Yilid Bayis that's Nimo Liyechet. Now, Yilid Bayis Pashmin is not your own kid, but you bought a Shivcha. If you bought a Shivcha and then she has a kid, there's also a Mitzvah Mila. You have to Gemal the kid. And the Pasuk says, Rashi is down in Breishis and Yitzayin. Yelid boys, whether the kid was born yelid boys in your house, or miknas kesef, or else you bought the kid. Mikol ben necher ashelay mezarachahu. Even though you bought him from a guy, still if you had a shivcha and now the kid became a yid, he was nizgayir, you have a chiv to make a mila. And the pasuk says, himo yimo yelid beischa or miknas kaspecha voice of brisim of sarchem of risaylam. Says two pesukim here. The second pasuk says, "Himo yimo yilid beischa." You have a chiyuv to make a mila on somebody that yilid beischa, like a shivcha gave birth your shivcha, or else a miknas kaspecha. Or else, if you bought the shivcha, you bought the kid, you have a chiyuv mila. Now, in this pasuk, it doesn't say b'yom hashmini. Mashma this pasuk, like a kid that you bought or a shivcha your shivcha gave birth, you can make the mila whenever you want. But the pasuk before said no. It says, "Oven shmoinas yomim yimo lachem kol zocher yelid boyis miknas kesef." So the stira mashma is a case of a yelid boyis that the chiv has to be biyom shmini, and there's a case of a yelid boyis that the milah is whenever you want. There are two psukim here. So the mara, the brisa, yesh yelid boyis. There is a yelid boyis. That means you bought the shivcha, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ol yechad. That there's no chiv biyom shmini. That kid, even though you own the kid, still, you can make the mila the first day. But yesh yilid bayis, but there is a case where you bought the shivcha, and the shivcha, you bought the shivcha first, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ulishmeina, that there's a chiyav on that kid, since he's like your kid now, you have a chiyav to make the mila b'yom shmini. Vayta yesh miknas kesef, there's a case when you bought the vlad, shenim uliyechot, that you only have to make the mila the first day if you want. There's no din and to wait till the eighth day. V'yesh miknas kesef, there is a case where you bought the kid, shenim ulishmeina, that there's a chiyuv to make the mila on the eighth day. That's these two psukim here. Now will be mazma. Well, the really Rashi said the second if this big Rashi. V'yesh yilid bayis shenim uliyechot. Rashi detray kroi ksiv. There's two psukim in Breishis. V'yilid bayis miknas kesef. Chad ksiv beiches, v'chad loy ksiv beiches. Here it doesn't say that's been the eighth day. At the beginning of the pasuk says, "Yilid bayis miknas kesef." When the pasuk says that the shivcha gives birth, you have to make the meal on the eighth day. That's where the kid is doima to your own kid. He's doima to Yisro Malia. What does that mean? Shenelad bebeisah shal Yisrael. It was born in the bayis of the Yisrael. That means mishakonoi. When the guy already bought, we'll soon say the guy already bought the shivcha muberis. The dumid lochem binim. Well, let's see the Gemara. Gemara. Yesh miknas kesef shenimo liyechod, v'yesh miknas kesef shenimo lishmoine. Ketzet. What's the case? Lokar shivcha muberis. You bought a pregnant shivcha. V'yacha kach yodo, and then she gave birth in your house. Zel miknas kesef hanimo lishmoine. That's called the miknas kesef. You like bought the kid. Hey, the isha, the shivcha was muberis, like the kid was there before you bought him. Now you bought a shivcha muberis. That's called a kesev. You bought this kid. Still, when she gives birth, since the giving birth is in your house, so that's called like your own son, and you have to make the mila b'yom shmeina. Lokach shivcha uvlad imo. Let's say no, you stand bought a shivcha, and the vlad, nor the shivcha gave birth someplace else. And then you just bought both of them. Zui miknas kesef shnimo liyechad. The kid is not doima to your kid, like he wasn't born by you. He was born by a guy. Now when you buy them both and you megari them both, you want to make the mila. The chiv mila tak is even the first day. There's no din b'yom shmini. That's called miknas kesef shnimo liyechad. Now v'yesh yilid bayis shnimo lishmoina. There's a case where it's born to you that has to be done the eighth day. Ketzad lokach shivcha v'nisabre etzlo. Has you only bought the shivcha? So it's not called you bought the kid. Because when you bought the shivka, she wasn't pregnant yet. But the sabret sloyes, you had an evet ivri by you. She allowed to give an evet ivri to a shivka, and then she became pregnant by you. But the sabret sloy, she became pregnant when she was in your house. So that's called now yilid bayis. It's called the kid is being birthed in your house. Viyolda, and she gives birth. Zel yilid bayis animal shmeina. Such a kid, you have a chiv to make the milah b'yom shmeina. That's a good case. Now we have to find where's the case of yilid bayis where the kid was born in your house and you don't have a chiv b'yom shmeina. So Rav Chama says like this. Rav Chama Oimer, Yolda, in the case where you bought a shivcha and then she became pregnant in your house. I mean, you gave it to an Eved Yisrael, to an Eved Ivri, and then she became pregnant. For Yolda, it depends like this. So b'shach she gave birth, she was still a shivcha. You weren't megayir yet. She didn't do a tefillah. V'yachat kachat tefillah. Then after she gave birth, then you were toivel both the kid and the mother. Zel yilid bayis shenimo liyechad. That's the case of yilid bayis that only has the milah even b'yom echad. There's no din b'yom shemayna. This will be good according to Rabasi, because the ma'isa when the shivcha gave birth, she was a goya. She wasn't toivel yet, so she had no tumas later. So now when she's toivel the second day, and we're megayir the kid, since the mother had no tumas laidom, there's no din mila b'yom shemini. So mila, the kid's mila, you could do right away, the first day, you can go mal tim. Mashenken et fila, the shivcha, again, you bought the shivcha stam, then you gave it to your Eved Kenani, your Eved Ivri, even, and she became pregnant, and she was toivel the first, so she was a Yisrael. V'yachat kach yoldo, and then she gave birth, zel yilid bayis, hanimul shemina. That's called yilid bayis. Has you never bought this kid? This kid was created by your house. You owned the shivcha first, and then in your house, under you, she became muberes. And about the shas later, she was ready tovel. She was ready yiddisha. So she has tumas later. Now this kid has a nimol lishmeina. So this would be good according to Rabasi. The churav choma holds like Rabasi. So the nafkamina, if the mother was first tovel, she was first the Yisraelis, and then she gave birth. Since she has tumas leidom, so then taka the kid has a mila b'yom shmini. Mashenkin, if the mother first gave birth, al shivcha, without a tefillah, she's a goy, so she has no tumas leidom, and then you were megayir her and the kid, there's no din yom shmini. That's good like Rabasi. Try the Gemara, but v'tanakama l'chura loishani lei ben hatfilo v'yachakach yoldo or ben yoldo v'yachakach hatfilo. But the Tanakhama doesn't make this nafkamina. There's no nafkamina whether the mother was first toivled that she was the Yisraelis and she had tumas leidah or no. Mashma Tanakhama, even though b'shas leidah she was still a goy, she had the tumas leidah, still there'll be a din of b'yom shmini. So Chura Tanakhama dings the Chan Rav Asi. The Yafagav, the Enimoy Tumei leidah, even though b'shas the mother, the shivcha gave birth, the shivcha was still a shivcha, you were not megayri yet, you didn't do a tefillah yet, it's still nimel shmina. So the Chura Tanakama dings a Chan Rabasi. So a blinding Rabasi din is a machlekes Rav Chama and a Tanakama. Of a certain more stamazoy now. Bishtem of the Rav Chama Mishkachas law. According to Rav Chama, you have all four cases we want. Yelid bayis nimol liyechad yavi yelid bayis. That's the case where you bought the shivcha and then she became muberis in your house. So nimol liyechad means when she gave birth, you didn't make a tefillah on her yet. She's still a goyim. So since b'shach she gave birth, she had no tumas leida, the kid has no din mila b'yom shmini, it's any day you want. Yilid bayis nimulaches, how's the case if yilid bayis nimulaches, in the case where the shivcha was first toivled, so she had a din like Isha, she has tumas leida, then she gave birth, you make the mila b'yom shmini. Miknas kesef nimulayecha, the miknas kesef nimulaches, that was the poshut case. If you bought an Isha muberis, so that's called a nimul lishmoina. And if you bought them separately, you bought a shivcha that already gave birth. So since when you bought the kid was already born, that chiyuv mila is only b'yom echad. That's good according to Rav Chama. Yolda, now, miknas kes nimul leches. Yolda v'yachat kachat tefila. If she gave birth first and then you made a mila, and then you made a tefila, zel yilid bayish nimul yechad. Since b'shach leida, the mother had no tumas leida, because she was a goya. The kid has no din mila b'yom shmini. When you megayir the kid, it's only the first day. Hetzvila, mashenk, if the shivcha first had a tefila, she had a din Yisraelis already. V'yachat kach yolda, then she gave birth. So about the shah she gave birth, she had a tumas leida. Zel yilid bayish nimul leches. That's a good case. This outcome is not good according to Rav Chama. Now, miknas kesef. Right, the more I explain, now the more I explain all these cases. Yeah, what's the other case? Miknas kesef, the case where you bought the kid. Whereas you either, where you bought the kid, Nimul Shmoina, where's the case if you bought the kid, that the kid has a chiv mila b'yom shmini, he'll go in shalokach shivcha maveris. We're talking about you bought a shivcha that's already pregnant already. Ever hetvila. And you were table her right now. V'yachakach yoda. And then she gave birth. So it's called the miknas because you bought the muberis. You bought it when she's muberis. So blithe like you bought a shivcha with the uber inside it. Now, since Bishas later, the mother was ready tovo, so the mother has a tumas later, it's poshim why it's nimol b'yom shmini. Ma'ashen kein, miknas kes nimol yechud, where's the case where you bought? There's only a mila on the first day even. You're going, shalokach zeh shivcha v'zeh ubram. Has the shivcha already gave birth someplace else before you went to buy them? Now you bought them separately, so that's called a miknas kesev of just on the vlad itself. So that has din yom echud. That has no din v'yom shmini. If you want to buy a goyish kid, come to say this man the yama. If you buy a goyish kid and you want to be megayir him, there'll be no din b'yom shmini. So you can make the milah the first day. As soon as you megayir him, right away you make the milah. There's no din b'yom shmini. That's called yelid bias. That since the kid wasn't born by you, he was born by the goyim. So there's no din b'yom shmini on his milah. According to this man the yama. Zatmari elul Tanakama, but according to Tanakama, how does the Tanakama have the four cases of the brisa? The first case is of buying that we have already. That's the case where you bought a shivcha and in your property, by your house, she became muberis. Is how's the case? How's the case according to Tanakhama that the milu is even the first day? The chura, since you bought the shivcha and then she became muberis in your house, that's called yelid bayis. It's always daimah to Yisrael that she always be in the eighth day. According to Tanakhama, there's no difference whether she had a tefillah or not a tefillah when they had the din of Yom Echad. On Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Torah says like this, Polakeach shivcha l'ubra. I tell you, you bought the shivcha, but you didn't buy the shivcha for the shivcha. You only bought the shivcha for the ubra. Now she's a shivcha muveris, and you only bought the schus in the ubra. So since you don't own the mother, when the mother gives birth, it's not called like it was born in your property. It's called it was born by the shivcha that doesn't belong to you. You only own the uber, so that uber is not doimed to your own kid. Your own kid comes out of your wife. Here you don't own the shivcha. You only own the uber in the shivcha. So in such a case, the kid is not, has no mila b'yom shmini, only b'yom echad. The mahon nichalaman diyom kinyin peiris, lafe kinyin aguf domi. So what do you own? You own the shivcha only for the peiris. Only for kids that come out of her, you own. So that's called the Kenyan Paris. That's the Machlekes in the Gemara. All over in Shas. Is the Kenyan Paris, you own something, like your own karka, just for schus to be able to plant there and get the Paris. So that's called the Kenyan Paris. Is that called like you have a Kenyan Aguf in the karka also? That's also called I own the copper. I own the property now. I own the property to use to get Paris out of it. See also, I own the Shivcha to be able to get Paris out of her. That's called the Kenyan Aguf. Of Zayat Shver, the Yermish Mila should be Yermish Mini then. El Laman the Yom Kinyan Paris is called Kinyan Aguf Dami, Michael Namer. His Mishpah Laman the Yom, it's only called Kinyan Paris, is good. But if Yod is called Kinyan Aguf Dami, its name is called Yelid Bayis again. Rav Meshar Shiatay, the only Hechatims we have is, Bulakeach Shivchom, you bought a Shivchom, of Avanas, Shalay Lahatvila. You bought a cloth that dash, you'll never make a Shivchom, never make a Yisraelis. So since you never make a Yisraelis, that's not called Daimat Yilid Bayis. In such a case, you bought a Shivcha Menashe, she'll never be Megayir. She'll stay a Shivcha Leil Mvor, a Goyish Shiksa. Avizoi, then she becomes pregnant by you, and then she has a kid. That kid is not Daimat to your own kid. That since the mother will never become a Yisraelis, that's called Yilid Bayis, that the Mila is anytime you want. There's no Din B'yom Shmini in such a case, it's anytime you want. Rashi Shalokha Menashe Leil Latvila. On this shivcha, like she'll never have any chiyuve mitzvahs, because she bought it with a tanai that you never make a Yisraelis. This is the case, even though you own the shivcha, but not doima to yelid bayis like you. But according to Tanakhama, he takes a din zechon rabasi, and the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that we don't need tumas leida. Even though the mother has no tumas leida here, still it's possible the kid should have a mila b'yom shmini. Yeshin aleph lamed gimel. Also, Lord says b'shavis b'moyis oy b'kesef v'zov hatzfurim b'bigdoy. If you have money sewed on to your beged, it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. It's, even though it's sewed on, very good, but the svar is, since money is the choshev azach, is not bottled to the beged.
So mel, it's not called part of the begid. That's called a master. You're carrying it out.
That's awesome. Hago. V'yesh matirim sama mate b'mokem pseida sheyira sheyigol zeno mimenu. There's a new takonim. So in a case where you have money in your house, and you're afraid goyim are going to come in to steal your money, you're afraid to leave your money in the house. Im yanichem b'bayis v'yelech mihem. So in such a case, Rabbanu were makel and said that if you have the money sewed on to your begodim, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. The pshat is, even though it's not both to the begid, but the pshat is, it's only nisa the Rabbanan. Because derechot so it's not. The way you carry out money to be chayiv midrais is in your hand. If you have $100 bill sewed on to your begid, that's not called a derechot so. Even though it's also to do with the Rabbanan, but midrais you're not doing any iser because it's not called derechot so. So since it's only nisa the Rabbanan were making in the case where the person like has his money in his house and he's pushed it, he will soon say he has to go away and he's afraid to leave his money home, like he knows they're going to love him around town, he's very afraid they're going to steal. So in such a case, the Rabbanan will make it for him to carry out the money like with a duck and shinui. V'chein noigim lehokil in tzorach lotzeis, if he has to go out. Avolim yochol liyos yeshiv abayis, but if the person could stay home for lo lotzeis and not go out b'chal that Shabbos, lo yetzei, don't let him go out. But a mokum where you're not so afraid that you can leave the money home, then about the best answer is not to carry it out. And the hetter that they say is because if we're not going to let you take it out, we're afraid since the person will be so afraid of his money, he'll come to just walk out with it and hold it in his hand, mamash, and be over nisa deraisa. So a person that's mamash afraid, has no waitsum, leave his money in his house, so he has the hetter to carry it out, kalachayat. Right. I don't know how much Nogeb is manazeh. If manazeh, usually everybody takes care of the money. If you're afraid of your money, put it in the bank. Usually people are not that much afraid that they wouldn't leave the house. They're afraid the money should be stolen. If you're afraid, so stay home then. If by staying home, you should stay home. But the pshat is, if you're afraid to stay home, because you're afraid the ganach outside will see you're staying home, see things. You know why the guy's staying home the whole day? Because he has a lot of money in his house. So if I care, that would make the ganach come in. So it's like such a case, you have to walk out carrying a kalachiyat. Rabban will make it. Fight the Lamadal. Yoitsei Odom Bisudir Hamakupal Aksefoy. You're allowed to walk out with a sudir, like a shirt, that's folded up around your shoulders. Afal pi she'ein neimo kruchaloi. Even though you don't have it tied on with a string onto your hand. But providing this brought down, if it's on over your body though, come out like a talus. If you have, even though it's folded on your shoulders, but it's coming down the back, it's on over your body, then like we're not afraid it'll fall off you. So if it's a derech to wear it that way, it doesn't have to be tied down to you. Let's say you have a type of a scarf that's not chayfer roish rubai. It doesn't cover up roish rubai. Also losses boy. Then it's also to go out with that. Unless you make some type of a knot that it won't fall off. Because otherwise we're afraid if you just have a beged wearing around your shoulders, we're afraid it'll fall off. So I'm not sure about that. What's the mice about a scarf? So if you wear a scarf, if it's folded under, it's alright. Look, if you have a scarf underneath your begodim, it's also alright. It's not shy for it to fall off. If you have a scarf just around you, just falling, just coming down the two sides, look, that should be the shayla. Because there is a gezerah, maybe you'll fall off you when you walk in Meshus Rabin, and then we're afraid maybe you come to pick it up. Machmazeh, some people also have a shayla about Tom wearing a talis through the streets. If you're allowed to wear a talis through the streets, because also you have this gezerah, maybe you fall off. Like the chush is may, it's a lot of times the talis falls off you. When you walk in the street, a lot of times, even the shul, a lot of times it falls off you. Not such a, it shouldn't fall off. But for after this little windy day outside, chur the shalom, maybe you fall off you, and if it falls off, there's the gezerah, you come to pick it up and walk with it. So the shalom, what the heter is? Some sort of say the heter is that the only reason why you're wearing the talis on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to carry it. Like otherwise, you'd be holding it in your hand. Why are you wearing the talis in the street? Because you know you're not allowed to carry it, that's why you want to wear it. So mel is no gezerah, if it will fall off you, you come to pick it up. Because the only reason why you're wearing it in the street is because you're not allowed to carry it. So maybe the talis you could be mekel. Right. There are people that are mekel, some people in the chami fold it in, make a little bit of a knot here that it shouldn't fall off.
There's nothing wrong with thinking about that.
It's about
walking.
Right, it's only gezerah by a bonner. Maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. That's why the bonner will say, don't wear it. Don't wear it that way. Right, but the kuri could be mekel. Right, it's only if a small thing is just around your neck that could fall off, then you have to have it tied down to you. Right, lamed hey. Levedim hakoshim, that means thick material, very thick material, is also lavim rishus rabin. Or you become lus kishumut of them.
even though you wrap it around you like a coat, you're not allowed to go out with it. But since it's hard material, thick material, it's not a derech malbush. Nobody wears it that way. But if it's not a very thick, the material is normal material that you make clothing out of, then you're allowed to wrap it around you. That's called derech malbush, wrapping it around you, so you can walk out with it. If you have a sheet wrapped around you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Right, Lamed Vav. Mutter lot says b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim zeh agabi zeh. Allowed to walk out with two coats, two shirts on Shabbos. Bein letzor koi, whether you're cold and your mom needs the two shirts. Bein letzor chaveroi, whether klor your kavonim is just to take the two coats for your chavron. Like in more cases, your chavron left his raincoat in the shul. You want to take it home for him. You're allowed to put his raincoat on top of your raincoat. You can wear two coats, one on top of another coat. And the svar is that since sometimes in the middle of the weekday, people do wear two coats, in the case of a guy gets very, very cold, it's not so muddy, you could wear two coats, so it's called a derech malbush, you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos, it's both called derech malbush. Dein shem shnei chalukim, dein shem shnei sabolim. Here is sabol or ksay stelion, two coats. Dein shem shnei chaguris, even two garters, two belts, zu agabi zu is also muta. V'afilu ein malbush masik b'nei, this is the chiddush. Even though he's just putting two belts one on top of another, still it's mutter. Even though there's no shirt like in between. Hagob, we hold that Ramos says, don't know. V'yesh oimrim shtei chagura zu al zu. V'yesh oisrim shtei chagura zu al zu. To wear two belts, mamish, one on top of another, that's awesome in the Rabbanon. Because that's not a derech to wear a bechal on the weekday. Nobody wears one belt on top of another belt. That's one svar. One svar takes a masli. That to wear two belts one on top of another since the middle of the weekday, you don't do it, so there's no hetter to do it now on Shabbos. Elim came malbush masik v'neim, unless you have a malbush in between. Like you have your belt holding up your pants, and then on top of your shirt, you want to put another malbush or a gartel, that will be mutter. Of course, it depends where you wear your gartel. If you wear your gartel, mamash, right on top of your right on top of your belt, of course, that should be mutter. It's only mutter. You want to wear a gartel to wear it outside around your jacket. But it has to be covering up something else. It's also shalom. People want to wear on a handkerchief. But just to put the handkerchief on top of the belt, mamash has no hetter. That's mamash nothing. The only hetter to put a handkerchief around your belt is, instead of wearing the belt, you use two handkerchiefs, you tie them up before Shabbos, and you use it as a belt on Shabbos. That'll be one hetter. But just on you wearing a belt to put the handkerchief on the belt, there's no hetter. V'chein royal linen. Omotel lilvoy shnei koivim zeh zeh. You're allowed to wear two hats, one on top of another. V'chein shnei anfalois. Two socks you can wear one on top of another. So I call upon him, was like, yeah, you're allowed to wear a yarmulke underneath your hat. Even though you wear a yarmulke and then a hat on top, Avada that's mutter on Shabbos. Because Avada sometimes in the weekday you also walk out, you wear it like that. Since it's a derech malbush, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Lamed zayin. Mutter lotes b'shabbos b'otter yedai. First, you're allowed to wear gloves on Shabbos. Hanikroyim guldish. That's the first sheet. V'yesh mi shemachmir, some amachmir know with gloves. Lahatzuch shiitrifom miyera Shabbos. You have to tie them on, sew them down to your b'otter yedayim. You have to sew them down to your sleeves before Shabbos. Shel mabushav. Or shiikshom behem keshesho kayom yofa. Or else tie it onto your beged very good. Why? Because if we're afraid, if you wear gloves on more, you meet somebody in the middle of Shus Rabin, they'll take them off you to give them Shalom Aleichem. Or else you want to scratch your head. Or you want to do something that you can't do so good with your hands, with the gloves, so we're afraid you'll take off the gloves with Shus Rabin, and you continue walking. So, v'royu lochesh l'dvorim. Zot mechaba, it's royu to be choshes l'dvorim. You should be choshes not to wear gloves on Shabbos unless they're tied down. So the first kasha that you ask is, what does it help that it's tied down? The Xer is that you can take off your gloves and walk with the Bishus Rabin. So even though the gloves are tied onto your sleeve, it's zichah not a derech malbush. Like Hura, to walk out with that thumb hanging down is zichah nisa de rabbonin. So what's the head to the fact the sleeves are tied down to your shirt? It still made this thing Xerim. So some want to say the pshat is that it's like Xer l'Xerim. Really, you're wearing gloves. To wear the gloves really is mutter. It's a malbush right now. So we're just afraid maybe you'll take it off Bishus Rabin and come to walk with it. But if it's sewed onto your beged, even if you take it off, you won't be over Nisa D'Raisa. Because carrying it that way is Kalacha Yad, so it'll only be Nisa D'Rabbonin. So Rabbonin didn't make Xerim on Xerim. Therefore, if you have it tied down from before Shabbos, else like kids are more wear it clamped down, that'll also be good. Because even on time to take it off, you won't come to walk with it, you'll just let it hang there. So even though you're carrying it, that's only Kalacha Yad on Nisa D'Rabbonin, Rabbonin wore a machmir.
So in Shat, the Magen Avraham says here, V'yachshiv in Siman Sukkot Nun, V'yachshiv Noigul Hakol, Kivi Shainon Rishus Rabbim. The minhag is yet to wear gloves on Shabbos. About the suffix that we have Rishus Rabbim or not, there's only Yisrael Rabbim anyway, you could be Mekum. But if there's a Chayis Patev L'Hachmir, it's better off to be Machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan likes to see and says it depends what the weather is. He wants to find if it's very cold outside and fetches a big tzarech to wear it, then Amad, you could be Mekum to wear gloves. Perhaps some people want to say that this halacha is only by muffins, where you can't do too much with your hands. But real gloves go on all five fingers, and maybe a little bit of a cooler. But Gefort, Lechura, the minig is normal not to do it. The minig is usually vibes, you'd wear it. But men, Lechura, don't wear it. But Aruch HaShulchan wants time, it depends upon the weather. If it's a very cold day outside, it's a big tzarech to wear it, then he's making Aruch HaShulchan to wear gloves. Right, alright, I'll tell you. Right. Hayyot, Lamed Ches. Hayyot se bishabes betala shenim atzitzis. If somebody goes out on Shabbos, you have a talis, you're wearing a beged, but the tzitzis are missing. Either you're missing two strings, in the case that's possible. Is chayiv. You should know imam is chayiv if you go out with it. Why? Mifnei she'oysa machutim chashuvim heim. The other two strings that are still on the begid are chashuvim strings, esloi. V'dayti aleim. And you have not to use those two strings. Achiyashlim. Until you find more tzitzis to finish it. V'yasa tzitzis. So therefore, there's a svara that these two strings are still hanging on to the begid, of a whole corner, the whole thing came off. So the other three corners, the tzitzis that are there, right now in Namat Karim, the mitzvah tzitzis. So the tzitzis itself, though, is not bottled to the begid, because it's a choshuva thing by itself, because you want to use it for the mitzvah. So therefore, it's called like you're carrying out the tzitzis itself. The yimmi mitzvahs kilchosam, but if the begid has all four corners, good tzitzis on it, afal pi shein boi tchelis, even like with Mazman Zev, we don't have tchelis, mutal lotzis bo b'shabbos. Then you let him walk out with it on Shabbos. As even though the tzitzis itself is not like bottled to the begid, because the mitzvah tzitzis is to put tzitzis on the beggar, but the pshat is called the tachshit for the beggar. This tzitzis is making the beggar kosher. The tzitzis is making the beggar into a beggar, shal mitzvah. The mela is called the tachshit to the beggar, you let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But nafkamina, if one string comes off, the tzitzis is still kosher. But if two strings come off in a case where the tzitzis is possible, you're not allowed to walk out with these strings on Shabbos. So the shal, what the svara? The svara portion is, because since the tzitzis, what happened here? Hey, two strings are hanging. So Chur, the svar should be, these two strings should be bottled to the begid, and it should be mutter to go out. But the svar is no, since these strings are strings that you're going to do a mitzvah with, since it's a choshev azachas, the mitzvah, that makes it that's not bottled to the begid. May nafkamina will come, let's say more, you have a begid, a string hanging down. So the Chur, that string, what's that to work out with it? So Chur says, since it's not choshev, it's bottled to the begid. Mashaykh, and here these tzitzis are a chosh of a thing that's not bottled to the beggar. Another nafkamina comes out, let's say you have a loop around your pants where you hold up the belt. One side of the loop comes off, and the loop is hanging on the other side. Are you allowed to look out with it on Shabbos or not? So the Chai Yodzim is Machmin says, no, you can't look out with these pants on Shabbos now. Because since the loop, one side is off, so the loop itself, he wants to tie is a chosh of a thing. Because your daita is to sew it back on to the beggar. But the way it is right now, it's not usable right now. So he says, it's doima to tzitzis. Just like by tzitzis, these two strings that are here now. The reason why it's called, it's not bottled to the beged, because you have das to use them to make tzitzis out of it. So any time you have das to use it yet, it's not bottled the way it is to the beged, and you can't use it right now, therefore it's also to look out. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan holds. But the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the way the Chayyadim holds it. The Chayyadim says like this. But the Aruch HaShulchan wants to be makel and says, no. The svar in the Gemara is only tzitzis has a svar because it's a mitzvah. Since you want to use these two strings to do a mitzvah with it, that makes the two strings a choshev a thing, and therefore these two strings are not bottled to the beggar. Derech nami stam a loop or anything else that's not choshev, stam the svar is bottled to the beggar. You have a broken loop, so what? You're not going to use it right now, you can't sew it back, it's there, you're not machped on it, it's like bottled to the beggar. Another shalik sash shalik is all you have, I'm all having suits to have extra buttons sewed into the into the jacket. Are you allowed to walk out with that on Shabbos? The Chur, the Shalom is